Hi, I'm Elizabeth Williams Bushy. I run inklesstales.com, inklesstales.com. It's a website for children offering stories, poems, games, and more. Hope you enjoy that, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. It's a story from India. It's a traditional story. Hope you like it. Here we go. Once long ago, in the land of Kashmir in India, where the colors are so deep and so bright they make your eyes feel alive, and the sun is so warm and so golden that your skin feels bathed in light, there lived a king with many beautiful and loyal wives in a beautiful and vast palace. He reigned over a beautiful and peaceful kingdom, but he was troubled nevertheless. He cried out to the gods for a son, for not one of his wives in all the years of his marriages had borne him any children. In his anguish, he rushed to the Janana, the apartment where all his wives lived, and threatened to banish them all from his kingdom if one of them did not bear him a son by the time 12 months had passed. Together, the women prayed to the god Shiva for help. They waited several months, but soon they knew all was lost, for no child had come to any of them. Still, they came up with an idea and sent word to the king that a little princess had been born. The king sent word throughout the land. It was not, however, the truth. What had happened in the apartment of the wives was that a litter of kittens had been born to one of the beloved pet cats. The king was delighted and ordered that the princess be brought to him at once. But the clever wife was ready for this and declared that the Brahmins had forbid the king to see his daughter until she was married. Unhappy but unable to refuse, the king settled for this answer and settled for questioning after his daughter throughout the years of her so-called childhood. Naturally, the wives sent him the answers he loved to hear. The king was told that she was beautiful, that she was kind and clever, that she was good. And so, when he felt it was the proper time, the king began to search neighboring kingdoms for a good match for her, some prince who would be able to rule his kingdom after he was gone. Soon enough, the king found a handsome, intelligent prince of good character and summoned him to the palace to marry his daughter. The wives were in a panic, but they kept their heads. "We will simply have to tell the prince our secret," they said to each other, "and hope that he takes pity on us and keeps our secret from the king." The wives sent for the prince, and since he was a compassionate soul, agreed to keep their secret, agreed even not to reveal it even to his own father and mother. And so his marriage was celebrated in the grandest, wealthiest royal style, and with all the business of the wedding, even the king hardly noticed that the bride was hidden the entire time behind veils and carried away on a palanquin to the prince's own country. The prince took marvelous care of the sweet and gentle animal and kept it in his own room, never once allowing anyone, not even his own mother or father, ever to enter. One day, when the prince had gone away on a trip, his mother took it upon herself to knock upon the door of the prince's private room, where she believed her daughter-in-law to be shut up all alone. "I am so sorry for you," said the mother-in-law. "You must be so terribly bored all alone in there. I am all alone out here, and I will never tell a soul if you come out." The cat, who had spent her entire life among humans, understood everything that the mother-in-law said to her, and began to weep sad and bitter tears, but she obeyed the prince and remained hidden. The mother-in-law was struck deep in her heart by the sorrowful sound, however, and so too was Parvati, wife of the god Shiva, who went immediately to her lord and begged for mercy for the lonely, sorrowful cat. Shiva too felt sorrow on behalf of the animal, and gave these instructions to Parvati. "Tell her to rub oil on her fur, and she will become a beautiful woman. She will find the oil in the room where she sits hidden." Parvati joyfully appeared to the cat and explained the good news and what the cat must do. The cat began at once, but was as clever as the wives who had raised her. She left a little spot of fur on one of her shoulders so that her husband would recognize her for who she really was. When the prince returned home and saw what had happened to his cat bride, he was delighted. So delighted, in fact, that he packed up his newly transformed wife and took her back to her family for a visit. The king, of course, believed her to be his daughter right away. Her mothers were tearfully grateful that her own prayers had been answered beyond their imaginings. In time, the prince became ruler of the king's country as well as his own, and the two of them became the most compassionate rulers of the greatest kingdom in Kashmir. The end. Well, I hope you like that story. I did. That's one of my favorite. I like stories where there's an animal bride or an animal groom. That's kind of a story that has a long history. Just about every country everywhere has a history of the animal bride or the animal grooms. You can find all kinds of tales like that if you look. We're going to finish up today's podcast with a song like we usually do. And I hope you like it. So here we go. That's the Inkless Tales podcast for kids for March 2009. Hope you enjoy it. You can always get in touch by visiting www.inklesstales.com, and you can scroll on over to the Write Me section and let us know what you'd like to see on the podcast. I'm Elizabeth Williams-Bushy, signing off for now. Have a great day.